and Lena born in 1822. Neither public nor private schools were numerous or high class in the 30s in the frontier state of Kentucky. And the boys read in those days on plantations were not expected to have an abundance of book knowledge. And our subject was no exception to his fellows. Our subject was married at the age of 22 and went to work for himself, raising crop the first year on his father's farm. The following year, all of them came to Texas where they bought 1,000 acres of land for the same number of dollars from Dr. of Nacogdoches. Within 9 years, they disposed of it at $5 an acre, and the money reinvested at the close of the war. That's in 1866, Mr. bought a tract near Palestine, out of which he has made a fine farm consisting of 950 acres, fine orchard and outbuildings and so forth. In our subject in 1855 bought a small tract in Palestine, now one of the most beautiful residences in the city. That was the house he bought down here, see. Mr. was a member of the Baptist Church. He reared his children in faith, and like the Venerable Father, has given much of his time to the cause. He organized the Baptist Church in Palestine, beginning with but three members. In 1862, he enlisted in Colonel Terrell's regiment in the cavalry and saw service in the Trans-Mississippi Department on the coast of Texas. The command participated in the battles of Mansfield and Pleasant Hill before taking part in a number of mine engagements, finally disbanding at Porter's Bluff. The subject was married October the 21st to Margaret A., daughter of Joseph, a gentleman of wealth and politician and public speaker of some repute. And she was from Kentucky, too. The results of, so this is their union. J.B., which was my father. Mr. has given his children exceptional education advantages.
Oh, so your father was educated?
He went to Baylor 1 year. Old Baylor, not where it is now. It was at, where was Baylor first? I should know, but I don't. And that's about it.
What did your father do? You said that he moved to town.
He worked for the railroad. Went to work for the railroad.
And what about your mother? Did she ever go to school?
My mother?
Yes,
only
ma'am.
High school. Only.
Oh, she went to high school?
No, just school through here, just high school. What? She didn't go to college.
Did that school have a name here then?
Well, now let's see. Was that...
But she did have a high school education.
Yes. I'm trying to think whether there was a... Now, I'm not sure about this. There was a Palestinian...
Can you have that for you?
Yeah, I'll tie it.
Oh, that's all right. We don't have to tie it now. We just leave it right now.
Did your mother ever work?
No.
So she was just a...
housewife. No, I'm afraid we've never any of us minded too much at work. Women.
I think that's a lot right there. Do you like to travel, ma'am?
Oh, yeah. And we did before. See, I had a pretty bad heart attack 3 years ago. And I've been a little limited since. But we've traveled all over this part of the country.
Tell me about some of your trips.
Well, I mean, since our children have been in Clemson, which has been, 11 years now. Well, we go over there, and then we go, we've been all over, as I said, all over Georgia and South Carolina and Tennessee and Mississippi. And then, of course, Wayne and I had made trips. We went on the train before. When we had trains, we've been to New York and Canada and Washington and St. Louis, and then we used to go to Colorado nearly every summer. But of course, I can't go to the mountains anymore. But we went to Colorado. I just love it, and it just breaks my heart. When he was working, we had 2 weeks vacation. Now we've got limited time. We can't go. But
how old is your husband now?
He, let's see, he will be 76. He's 76. He'll be 77 in September.
And is he a member of the same church?
Yes. He was a Methodist till I converted him.